Chapter 2. The morning after we open Dad's book, Mum goes back to work. She says that it is time, that we need to go back to our normal lives, or at least work out what our new normal is going to be. Normal is very important to Mum. She's always been effortlessly popular, sociable and busy, committed to the community. And I think she's always been a bit bewildered that her own daughter is such a loner. I decide to get out of the house too, but head to the market. There is no school today. My year are all on study leave. I know I have to engage with all that again, with revision and final exams. I will have to work hard to make up for the time I've missed if I am to be an inker, which is all I've ever wanted. I walk along the sidewalk, rippled by tree roots beneath. And I wonder when we'll get a date for Dad's weighing of the soul ceremony. The most time-consuming part has already happened in this last month since Dad died. The flaying, the tanning, the binding of his skin into a book. Now, the people at the government need to study his finished book and prepare his case before the ceremony can happen. And then he can come home, back with us, where he belongs. The weighing of the soul ceremony is where the leaders announce their final decision about the destiny of your soul. They will have studied Dad's book and judged whether he has led a worthy enough life. The worthy go home with their family, are placed among their ancestors, and are read and remembered forever. Their soul is safe in the afterlife. If you're found unworthy, your soul is destroyed in flames along with your book. I've never seen it happen, but they say you never forget the smell of a burning skin book. That won't be Dad, though. No one could have led a better or purer life. Closer to town, the road narrows, until the sidewalk is just wide enough for one person. Walking down the dusty street, I sneak looks into the windows of the terraced homes I pass. The higgledy buildings are each painted different colors and face right onto the sidewalk. When I was little, I used to tell myself stories about the streets like this. I used to imagine a giant had squeezed the row of houses, making each one skinny and creating wobbly roofs of different heights. Now I tell myself different stories as I peep into the leaded windows and wonder about the lives within. When people don't close their curtains, I take it as an invitation to guess at who lives there and what their life is like. I am so engrossed in looking that I almost bump into a man picking the dead petals from the red geraniums in his window box. I step around him quickly, one foot in the road, inhaling the sharp bitterness of the dying flowers. I keep walking, and in my mind, I turn the pages of Dad's book. I feel my shoulders relax. It was a beautiful relief to see him last night. Mum seemed like a different person when we left the museum. She sighed so loudly. When we reached the final page, I thought at first that something was wrong. But when I turned to look, she was smiling. She was right too. His skin tells such a good tale. When someone reads your book, they should be able to read your life story. They can weigh the good against the bad and know if you're worthy. Everything important goes on our skin, because otherwise it stays in our soul, and no one wants their soul weighed down. Either by pride at their good deeds or by guilt at their transgressions. We mark our bodies to keep our souls unfettered. Only the worthy attain remembrance. And to do that, your good must outweigh your bad, and your soul must be free. I smile at the thought of Dad's pure soul ready to be counted worthy. I am longing for the day of his weighing to come. Dad was a flayer. His friends at work will have been the ones to slice his skin to make it ready for the tanners. He did the same for their loved ones and for the countless unknown people who came their way each day. Mom is a reader. It's more of a calling than a job, I suppose, but it does pay. Not everyone considers that a real job. It's hard to explain what makes someone a reader, but the best way is that some of us can read the meanings behind marks. We can see beyond the immediate message to what the ink expresses about that person's heart. My mom can look at your family tree and tell who is the favorite child. She can look at the...